You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Thank you.
Oh, that's going to the entire show. You watch me melt down over this show.
I didn't know you had OCD.
You know, there's sometimes when things aren't just like, there's no reason for this to be like this.
No. Now, right. Does that noise bother you?
The noise doesn't bother me at all, but the fact that this is kind of like this.
Now, that would bother me, but I don't know to an OCD extent. Like things like, you know, yeah, I don't like tangled cords as much as the next guy. But
this isn't tangled as much as it is kind of like hard to explain. But you know what? It's a good lesson for me.
Yeah.
Just to kind of fucking power through.
How much does weed cut through the OCD?
100%. It's one of the reasons. Wow. It just, because now I haven't smoked in like, now this for me is a big deal. Probably 3 days. 3 days.
Okay, but how many edibles over those?
No edibles.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm looking at a soap. Your eyes did seem a little wider.
Yeah, it's annoying
as
fuck.
But you can't, as you talked about, you're getting up at...
Yeah, I'm getting up early for this. I'm doing this show called Hollywood Today Live, which is like... down. Do you do it live on Hollywood Boulevard?
Well, yeah, Ross Matthews.
Yeah, I do it with Ross.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's a lot of fun. I love Ross. But, you know, morning, we're comics, dude.
Dude, no. We're not trained to be funny early.
No. And you got to be super clean early. And just not even really, even really naughty.
Yeah, that's because there is. Look, you and I both can be clean, quote
yes,
unquote,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But even like when I've heard of certain corporate gigs where like be clean, I'm like, okay, I that just means like no like
fucks
and really descriptive. But neither one of us we can both. I'm sorry, that's Jay Buhner.
Was it?
No. But I
because if
just...
it was Buhner, you should have fucking picked up.
Wow.
Yeah, Buhner, you pick up for Jay.
You always pick up for Buhner.
Yeah, you know what? When I lived in Seattle, by the way, Buhner was the guy because I remember going to a game and you got in free if you shaved because Buhner was bald.
Buhner buzz cut night.
So you got in free if you...
Old ladies did it. 10-year-old
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I looked around the whole crowd and they were like, are you going to buzz your head? I'm like, no, fuck. I'm not buzzing my fucking
mind. Isn't that amazing? What dedication for fans
fan base.
To do that and just to get in the free to the game. That's a lifestyle change.
If you're an old woman and you shave your head,
how do they view you in the home after that? Do they just go? They don't. Maybe do they go? That's cool. You did it to get into the game for free, or are they like?
No, you know what I take it as. You know, like when somebody names their kid Amethyst.
Yeah. Who's doing that?
I met a guy who named his boy Amethyst, and I told him, I go, hey, you're gonna teach him how to fight too, right? Because
karate lessons come with that shitty choice, right?
Yeah. but like it to me, it's that it's the name is cool once, and then it's like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why? Like my buddy, you know who Greg Garcia is?
No.
Greg Garcia created My Name Is Earl.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
So he was like, when he was having a kid, he was like, I'm gonna name my kid Doctor. I'm like, why? He was like, Dr. Garcia. That's funny. I go, yeah, once. And then
then after this, never again.
Yeah, and then he has to live with that. Every time you introduce him that first time, people will be like, fucking doctor. And then he has to live with that. Not only that, what a crazy bar to set for your kid. What if he's just an accountant or a doctor or a janitor?
That's a lot of pressure.
A janitor really. Named doctor?
Jesus.
No, you're going to fucking kill yourself.
Not in this century.
No. But speaking of the Mariners, I have to tell you that you posted something, and I'm a baseball nerd.
Yeah.
But you posted something from the Mariners Angels game.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I probably watched it 4 times.
That's awesome. Yeah. You were genuinely like pumped on that. And that was really cool to me because it was that lets me know how true of a baseball fan you are, because that for me was unbelievable. Because Rick Riz, the Mariners, head announcer, who was there for 25 years with Dave Niehaus, Hall of Famer, just the pride and joy of Seattle Mariners baseball, was there from the get-go. Rick Riz, just as much a part of my childhood. So now to become friends with him, and every time they're in town, I get to go up to the booth, and even in Seattle, and, you know, he's come to my stand-up shows, and every time he's like, come up to the booth, and, you know, I listened to them commentating during the game for an inning or two.
Yeah.
But it was like, I took out my phone, like, just to tape some of the game and to catch Riz, whatever, and then Cano hits that bomb, and then it was like live, and to see him like get up out of his chair and like
his home run call for baseball for radio baseball announcers,
yeah.
I would put him maybe one or two below Vince Scully.
Yeah.
But that call is one where you go, oh, that's Riz.
Yeah.
Like, there aren't a lot of guys where you go, oh, that's that guy.
Yeah.
That's Riz.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. I was excited as a baseball fan,
yeah.
but if I'm being honest, I was more excited as your friend because I know as a Red Sox fan,
yeah.
if something like that happened at Fenway, I know how excited I would be.
Yeah.
So I was excited for you as yeah. your friend because just to have it up by accident and catch one of his home run calls,
yeah.
I was like, dude, that is fucking amazing.
It's a much different energy to see that live
yeah.
than just hear it, you know? Because you're watching, because then you're looking down and watching him watch it. And it's like, oh, that's, so you really get a front row ticket to like, just seeing him look down at the monitor and then looking up at the game.
Yeah.
And he's rarely looking at the monitor. Like, he's really just taking in the whole, which is very impressive to me. Because I feel like I would be looking at that screen the whole time to make sure I didn't fuck up. But their depth yeah. perception is spot on at this point.
That's the thing. Like, do you ever sit in the stands and somebody hits a ball and you're like, that's fucking gone? And it's a pop up to the shortstop.
All
you're
the
like,
time.
Yeah. yeah.
All the oh, you mean every time?
Yeah. 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 Oh, you mean every time, single every time?
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. Like, I was sitting in the monster at the monster season in Fenway yeah. again this summer. I did it twice, but I brought my dad, which is a bucket list thing for him.
Wow.
Which was
huge. I mean, talk me through his emotions.
Well, he's an emotionless dude.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to talk you through his emotions right now. That was them.
yeah. Jesus.
No, but he did. There have been two times that, okay, we'll get a tiny little bit.
Sentimental.
Yeah. The time that I saw the most emotion from him. So bucket list for him was the Masters.
Gotcha.
Huge, huge golf guy. And so I got tickets.
That's the biggest tournament, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the one where they get the jacket.
Yeah. The green jacket. Yeah. Yep. And so.
I only know that, by the way, from because of Happy Gilmore. So
yeah, no, I'm with that, yeah. man. I'm with that. So I take him. And first of all, you know, traveling with my dad is not
easy.
Well, it's a well-known thing. Don't let him book the accommodations.
Oh, God.
Do you have anybody in your family like that that'll save $10? And like,
get a La Quinta in.
Yeah. I was like, Dad, please let me get the hotel. Please just let me get the hotel. Yeah. He was like, no, I got it. You got the tickets. I'll get the hotel. I'm like, you know what? I can do it all. I got it.
And he was like, I found this youth hostel
just about
2 hours from Fenway.
Okay. So he says, I go, is there, this was the Masters. I go, is there breakfast? And he goes, yeah, I saw it on the website. And so
I love that he knows what a website is.
Yeah, but not really.
Okay.
Because he was like, I looked on the website when I got there. The website just said breakfast, and there was just a picture of a blueberry muffin.
Oh, God. And guess what? That's probably more. Yeah. They don't even have that muffin.
No, they didn't have any muffins.
It was like, we need a shot of breakfast. We Googled breakfast. A muffin came up.
Yeah.
We pulled that, attached it to the website.
It was one of those Danishes where you look at the top of it, and you go, what is that? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like an apricot-y looking.
Yeah.
And my dad has some stomach issues. So we shared a room, and my bed was right near the bathroom. So it sounded like he was tearing phone books
sure.
all night.
Oh, God.
It was awful. But we get to the Masters, and, you know, he's walking around. We're not allowed to have phones or anything. You're not allowed to. And if you lose each other in that course, you're fucked.
It's huge.
It's huge, and you're allowed to have phones. So you can't get in touch with each other. No.
Because any sort of ring goes off, the golfers...
Call anything. No talking. You can't have
What that. Happens if they... Can they call some sort of, like, penalty on a... Like, you get kicked out.
You get kicked out.
What happens? Do they get a do-over?
No.
Wow.
By the way, I don't understand...
That's a shitty rule.
But why do golfers need silence? Baseball players, hitters don't have silence. A field goal kicker doesn't have silence. When you shoot free throws, you don't get silence.
Great call, yeah.
Why do
Who
they
the
get...
fuck are you, golf?
I'm just asking you.
No, that's a great point.
They need that much more... How much more do you need to concentrate?
You're the slowest, most boring sport. You need the most
excitement.
Like, precise.
Listen,
there should be more. That's where Happy Gilmore got it right.
Cowbell.
He was like, come on, let's make some noise. People start cheering.
Oh, that get in the hole came from Happy Gilmore. Get in the hole.
Yeah.
You hear that now. But golf, think about that. In baseball, how much more concentration do you need? Somebody's throwing something at you 95 miles an hour. It may sink, it may curve, it may slide, or it may go straight.
And guess what? They're tuning out all that noise.
Right, so why can't the golfers?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
I feel like it's more pressure too if it is dead silent.
I agree with you. Because all you can do is hear yourself fucking breathing and shit.
Like if I walked up on stage and they announced my name in a club and just nobody clapped.
Oh yeah.
This is gonna be bad.
I wouldn't walk up there. Oh, I forgot to show you what happened this weekend. I have to show you this picture and then you describe it. So we're at the Masters and
keep talking. I want to hear the moments your dad felt something.
We're walking out. It was a great day, and he got to watch Tom Watson, was a guy who was just kind of like his age, and he followed him around a lot, and we walked around, and he told me he was over this hole in 1970, and it was really like he was into it. And when we walked out, he stopped, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, "This is one of the best days of my life."
Wow.
And he gave me a hug, and... You know when you can feel somebody's emotion through the hug?
Yeah.
Because their whole body is in it. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like their weight is on you.
My third grade teacher, when she hugged me and I felt her big natural breast
press
against me, amazing. I could feel through the hug that she was like, "I'm never going to fuck you." And I was like, "Well, duh, I'm in third grade."
Eastern European, big? This happened this week. Please explain that.
My God.
Go ahead and explain what that picture is. That was my Friday Night Late Show in Atlanta. What happened?
Oh, my God. Josh Wolf, you are an American treasure. This picture is fucking incredible.
What do you think?
Well, I'm going to describe it for our listeners.
Okay.
Josh is on stage holding a guitar shirtless.
Yeah, sitting down.
Sitting down. Yeah. With a big smile on his face.
Yeah.
Because he knows what he's doing is magical. And behind Josh are four different sized and different colored men.
I believe it's five. There's one dude hiding behind me.
Two, four, five.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was distracted by the amount of male peck.
I know.
Naked male peck. Wow. A couple of the guys look like they're in pretty dope shape.
Yeah.
That black one dude is ripped.
Ripped, I mean, dude.
Is that Isaiah Washington, the Old Spice guy? And I only know his name because I met him and he's dope.
Yeah.
And then there's some other sized men who look like...
Now, there's an extra large dude with his hands behind his back.
Yep.
He had nipple rings.
Fuck, yeah.
And
he's also got an amazing goatee.
Yeah.
Like.
And he would when he get nervous, he kind of pulled on the nipple rings. So I told him, his hands are behind his back, because I told him, "I'm going to need you to put your hands behind your back. I can't have you behind me twirling your nipple rings."
Nope.
Do you know what I mean?
Nope. If there's one thing that will distract me, it's the sound of nipple twirling behind me.
It was an amazing night.
How did you get to there? Give me the Quentin Tarantino.
Okay. So I'm on stage. It's this girl's woman's birthday. I don't know how to play it, but the dude who is with her, her husband says, "I know how to play guitar." I'm like, "Cool. Let's come up here and play guitar. And I'll sing happy birthday, you play guitar." And he said, "Okay." And she goes, he usually only plays shirtless. I'm like, "Well, fucking don't cheat the crowd. Take your shirt off." And so it turns out he couldn't play happy birthday.
Okay.
And he did, it was a big fail, but I said, "I will play it, but I'm going to need five guys behind me with their shirts off," thinking, "No way." And one by one, they just started showing up on stage shirtless.
What the fuck? Oh my God. And are people just slowly going nuts? I mean,
it was insane. I think that was right before I bought 40 shots of tequila.
For the crowd?
Yeah. I said, "Whoever wants a shot of tequila, I'm about to have one. Raise your hand."
Is the Atlanta punchline conducive to that sort of rowdiness?
It was that night.
Wow.
It was that night. You know what? I've decided, like, some of those late shows, I don't mind boisterous.
Yeah.
But as long as they will still stay under control.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? There's a huge difference. It's like controlled chaos.
Controlled chaos is kind of the best crowd.
I think so too.
You know, because they're just so, the chaos comes from just a vulnerability and a want to have some crazy shit go down, so that they can be at their full, you know, ability to like laugh and have fun, but like also be like, "All right, I'm not going to like rush the stage and high five the comic because that moment was so dope."
But I feel like you and I watched you a bunch on stage. And by the way, not for nothing, and let me just say this because I haven't said this before.
Yeah.
Dude, you are one of the hardest work. I look at improv and the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And I look at the lineups for a week and it's littered with Adam Ray. On top of television shows and podcasts,
I worked 10 plus years to get busy, and now it's like I can't not. I could pump the brakes on stand up right now, and it probably to get more sleep and stuff, and that probably is the right move health wise. But like,
it's hard to. It's a comic's mentality is different. A comic's mentality is, because we worked for nothing for so long.
Yeah.
The mentality is this might be my last gig.
Totally. Out of sight, out of mind. Also getting good spots. I don't want to, you know, say no. Like last Friday, you know, I was on the Joey Mack show. I had like a 15-hour day. And then I had like a 10:50 at the factory and an 11:15 at the store, which I never get. And I was like, and then I had to leave for Wyoming at 7 a.m. the next morning. And I was so beat. I was like, the move here is to go to bed and just and get some sleep and get on the flight and then travel all day. Fly to Denver, rent a car, drive to Laramie, Wyoming, do the show, probably party all night with the college kids, as Adam Devine and I did.
How was that?
We'll get into that. And so, but instead I did the shows, and they were like two of the best shows I've had in a long time.
Why?
Because I was tired and like just not thinking. I mean, thinking as far as like had my game plan when I went up on stage, but like just some really, I just felt locked in, had some really great crowd work, and I just felt, I don't know, maybe I just wasn't...
Do you always do crowd work?
I always make a point to, in an hour show, yes.
Yes.
But I always make a point to break the fourth wall, whether it's at the beginning or halfway through, because it's more fun for me. It's
keeps it fresh, right?
Yeah. It's more fun for them. And I just have gotten to a point to where I'm really, I think, comfortable and I trust myself a lot to handle any situation, because I've had so many bad situations that I've worked through and not worked through and then just gotten better. And it's just also entertaining for me. It's like I genuinely sometimes I'll, you know, talk to people to go into a bit, you know, and then something organic will happen. I don't like to have stock responses for things because then
you don't need that anyways, but
the podcasting helps so much for that.
Yeah.
Because the listening is so imperative. And it's so when I'm having these conversations with people, I'm like, oh, this is what I would be talking. This is how I would be interacting if I was not on stage.
Yeah.
And obviously you're a little more aware, so you heighten the performance and entertainment factor, but like...
But that helps the controlled chaos, right?
Yeah.
Because I see when you talk to the crowd, there's never any inkling that you're out of control.
Right.
Or
good.
Or that they are winning.
Totally.
Not winning, but I don't know what the right word is. But so...
And that's key for the audience. They got to feel like you're in control. Because
you're flying
the
plane.
Yeah. The moment they go, hey, you're going to be able to land this in the Hudson, Sully? You're not? All right. Well, I'm going to jump off this fucking... jet. Yeah.
Did you, speaking of plane crashes, did you see the Rams play?
What? The Rams play?
The Rams, the LA Rams, you see that game?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Dude, that was an abortion.
Wow.
They were the worst. That's deep.
Is this going to be one of the worst seasons in the history of NFL football?
How long have you been in LA?
15 years.
So you know that how long, what's the Los Angeles's attention span to a bad sports team?
Yikes, dude. I mean, literally, I mean.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so if they suck this year, which it looks like they're going to, if they suck, they're still need, they haven't even got into their stadium. But by the time the new stadium opens up,
they better have something to show.
Or nobody's going to be there. Nobody. Now, they play Seattle.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
And Seattle, who I imagine is coming down a little angry, just only scoring 12 points against the Dolphins.
Oh, very fired up. We have so many offensive weapons that we just did not. I mean, hey, man, credit to the Dolphins D. But also discredit to the Seattle O-line, which will figure it out. Russ Wilson has a sprained ankle. He'll be fine, by the way.
Isn't it crazy that Sue always seems to step on an ankle?
Fuck.
Isn't it crazy?
It is.
It's just always that guy.
No, dude.
I fucking think so.
That guy hates ankles.
I've never seen anybody who hates ankles more than Ndamukong Sue. That dude is an ankle hater.
Yeah.
I mean, the number one ankle hater. He has a Twitter account.
Fucking
ankle hater.
Don't show him Hillary Clinton's fucking calf muscles.
Does she have calf muscles?
She's got like pretty thick
she does?
Ankles.
I guess I've never scanned all the way down.
Me neither. It's just what I've heard and read on Kankle.com.
Kankle.com?
She's the head.
She's the head of Kankle.com.
She's got the top pick.
By the way, do you know that I heard, speaking of websites, I found out today there's something called sugardaddy.com.
What is that?
It's where young girls go to find a sugar daddy.
What?
It's called sugardaddy.com.
Of course. Wow. There's
Is that bananas?
I mean, no, it's not, because it's 2016, and why wouldn't there be a website for people to just, hey, if they have websites to cut out the middleman for people to get married, why shouldn't there be? Because sugar daddies are, I mean, those matches are happening without the websites, right? Where young girls are meeting old dudes in places and being like,
I mean, I guess so, because now they can really kind of...
That's insane.
Sugardaddy.com. Now
what is that going to do to...
I mean, here's the deal. It's not prostitution because they're not giving them money. They're giving them gifts. And I think they say it's not for sexual favors, but if I'm a dude on sugardaddy.com and I go out with somebody and I'm not fucking, you're not getting your fucking new couch. Or I don't know if they want a couch.
They want a couch.
You think a couch?
Everybody wants a new couch.
You think they're going on sugardaddy.com for a couch?
Maybe a hammock with a nice...
Oh, a swing hammock?
Yeah, swing hammock.
A heated hammock.
And do those exist?
If they don't, they should right now. An outdoor heated hammock?
Have we talked about this? Do you think you can have sex in a hammock?
I don't think... Are you asking if I personally could, or do I think it's possible? I know I definitely could not.
Wow.
Because because
let's trying to figure out how.
Yeah.
Do you
who's on top? Do you think it's got to be her on top?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess so. No, because
too much swing.
I think you're gonna do the loop de loop.
Yeah, you are.
You're gonna do the loop de loop, and she's gonna hit the side of her face on a porch.
Otherwise,
which is,
you're barely moving.
Yeah, and that's
I'm not looking to go back to the first time.
Was that what happened the first time? No movement?
I mean,
you know, the first time I
think there was a lot of movement, but it was like very uncontrolled and very
seizure-like.
Oh, dude, it was just like, this is what I'm supposed to do, I think.
Do you know the first couple times that I went down a girl's pants and used my hand?
Yeah.
That I didn't know until a friend of mine told me, you're not just supposed to leave your finger in there, dude. You're supposed to move it. And I was like, oh, really?
Oh, no way.
And
just
put
it in.
He goes, have you been leaving it in there like a thermometer? I'm like, I was like, yeah. And he's like, that's not good. He's like, have these girls been calling you back? I'm like, no. And he's
so when you pulled your finger out, did you look at her and go, 98.7?
You're clear.
Yeah.
You're healthy.
Get that.
Yeah, no, you should
go to school tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, it was just this. There's no movement. It was just me doing
How many times did you...
Honestly, probably six.
Okay.
Is that an okay? If it wasn't double digits, right?
Yeah, if it was... Yeah.
It was six.
That's enough times to correct your mistake.
It was six. My early sex, so bad. The first girl I went down on fell asleep. I think I did tell you that.
Yeah. Well, at least she fell asleep and you didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess. The first time I had sex, I came right when I put the rubber on.
Jesus.
I know. That was a fucking mess. That was really embarrassing. That was the most embarrassing.
Were you aware enough at that age to know that that was embarrassing? Or were you just like, oh, hell yeah. What a cool feeling.
Well, I kind of saw it coming. Because as soon as she was like, do you want to have sex? I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that got it halfway going.
Yeah. And then as soon
just
as
talking about it at that age.
Yeah.
A little too much.
And then as soon as I opened up the rubber, I told her afterwards. Not that I should have blamed her, but I did.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't talk dirty like that because it's
so angry.
Yeah, in high
deflecting,
school.
Yeah. This is your fault. You and your sweet tits. God.
You and your dirty talk trying to make this better.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as I put it on the tip, it was like, it knocked the rubber right off my dick.
Wow.
Well, I hadn't come all the way down yet, right? And it was like, your first time you were like the master of sex?
No way. I don't even quite remember it other than...
You just, don't?
I mean, I do. I remember the room it was in. I remember that we were both... candles and music.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I went Cat Stevens. Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wild world.
Oh, my God.
We slow danced in my living room to Cat Stevens.
Oh, my God.
And then we took it upstairs.
Your first time was a Reese Witherspoon movie.
Yeah.
I mean, just so romantic and so, like, perfectly southern. Oh, man.
Yours? What was yours?
I don't remember the song. Man, I want to say the Lion King soundtrack, but that wasn't on purpose.
Oh, boy.
Something popped up. Some song popped up that I remember being like, oh, man, I don't want to get up to change it because I don't know if I'll...
What's the room? What room are you in?
My room. This was downstairs. But I lived with my mom at the time. It was just her and I. And so it was really tough. To get anything done down there.
Yeah.
Was
she aware?
Yeah, and then this was senior year of high school, so she pumped the brakes on checking in. But, freshman, sophomore year, she's like, leave that door open. Man, couldn't get anything done down there.
No. When you were growing up, did a blowjob come before sex, or did sex come before the blowjob?
Blowjob.
Really? Because in my high school, sex came before. It was almost like blowjob was more intimate.
Yeah.
And so sex always came. I'm not sure I got a real blowjob until, well, no, maybe I did. I yeah, but it was not like a real, that was like a high school one.
Yeah.
And listen, if I'm coming when the rubber touches my dick.
So I want to shift gears.
Okay.
I want to go back to baseball for a minute before we
really
power home on football. Because baseball is a great time for sports.
So your number one sport or basketball is?
Basketball is. But, you know, actually it's shifted to, right now it's baseball.
Because the
Mariners
Sonics?
I have no basketball team.
Right.
So basketball has dropped, unfortunately. Football is up there because it's exciting. But baseball is always at the top for me. We just haven't been to the playoffs in 15 years or been good for a long time.
Yeah.
And now we're two games out of the wild card. And going to that Angels game and sitting on the dugout, which is great. You know, put your beer on the dugout, put your feet up there. The interaction you're able to have with the players when you're at an away, if you're at your team's game and you're it's the away team,
yeah,
they love you. They like these guys. And Brad Williams was with me, and he's wearing all his Angels gear, but I'm wearing all my M's gear. And like every player's giving me like a head nod, and like I get like 10 head nods and like 5 what's ups in like 2 minutes. And then like Felix Hernandez starts like riffing back and forth with Brad, and he tossed us a couple of balls.
Oh, that's cool.
You get to hear so much of their like dugout chatter, which is pretty dope. Like they were joking around so much and like throwing gum at their first base coach, and like he's turning around like, what the fuck? And they're like, fuck you, man. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Like very childlike behavior.
Yeah.
But they were so loose, and I think that's why we're winning, right? That's what they say.
Be loose.
That great Red Sox team. I mean, you heard about like the camaraderie and how just
the idiots.
Yeah.
They call themselves idiots.
Yeah. So I definitely picked up on that vibe because I was like, these guys are really, you know, and we've won now 7 in a row. And dude, if we make the playoffs, I mean, that's going to be insane. Because baseball playoffs, especially when you haven't been for a while, like the M's haven't.
Yeah.
If we go, like, that's going to be electric. And it's, you know, it's really what turned the city around in the 90s when the...
Oh, come on. I was up there then.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
So it would...
But do you think the city, Seattle, is more of a Mariners city or a Seahawks city?
Dude, well, if the whoever's winning, I think your city is that city. You know,
well, because I would tell you, even though the Yankees have always been the team in New York, I would tell you, I think New York is a basketball city. I think at the heart of it, if they could all pick, I think New York is predominantly like a bass. That Knicks team, the fact that they suck and have eaten a dick for so long, I think is a fucking crushing. But they still, those tickets on the court side are still a crazy amount of money.
Yeah.
Like, so, and I think Boston before pre-Brady, even with the Red Sox sucking, I think it was a baseball town. And I still think it's a baseball town.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah. I wonder, and I think Seattle, maybe just because how good they've been recently, but, you know, the 12th man and all that shit is like, Seattle might be a fucking Sounders city.
Man.
They go crazy for
that. Soccer, it's exciting, man. I just can't get... I guess you're more tied to a sport that you really played.
Right.
And my memories of soccer are scoring on my own team and being a fat goalie and, you know...
Yeah, by the way...
Soccer's fun and all, but also just, you know, I don't know.
You and I are going to write a song called Fat Goalie.
Fat Goalie.
You and I are going to write a song...
It's a slow ballad.
And we're going to shoot a video...
It's a great idea.
...called Fat Goalie.
My coach said to me once when I was having trouble stopping balls, he goes, just imagine it's a pizza.
No, he did not.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
He was a dick. He's the one who,
how old were you?
It's maybe 11.
Holy
shit. When I scored
shit.
On my own team, I mean, and he was also, like, I ran over the sidelines. I think I've told the story. And he was just looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, dude, obviously that's not how I imagined it going down either.
Yeah.
I was trying to kick it out of bounds, all right?
But
so happens I put some amazing spin on it.
I mean, the good news is that I know how to put spin on a ball.
Yeah, that's what we gain from this.
Yeah.
Why don't we focus on the positive?
Let's look at the positive. The positive, maybe someday I'll kick it in the right goal.
Yeah, also this game was pretty boring until I did that. So
you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, motherfucker. Yeah. I remember my youngest son, Jacob, he played 1 year of soccer. And all year I was like, how do you like it, buddy? Yeah, I'm having fun. How do you like it, buddy? Oh, it's pretty good. Right? After the last game. On his way to the little, you know, after the party when everyone's going to have their Capri Sun and their orange slices and get their trophies.
Yeah.
Takes off his jersey and he hands it to me. He goes, I'm never playing that sport again.
Wow.
And that was
good for him, though.
Never played that fucking sport again.
He was doing it for dad.
I don't know why. And I told him later, I go, hey, you know that I don't like soccer, right? And he was like, I just didn't want to quit. And I said, okay.
Love that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. But at some point, you just got to quit.
Listen, if it means not having to show up to soccer games, you know the craziest thing about, and I've realized this as I got older and my kids get older, when you're young, when your kids are young, you love kids and you love being around kids. Like when a baby, when you had a baby, when you have a baby, your sure. own baby, and a another baby comes in, you're like, oh, baby.
You're all about it.
And then when you don't have a baby anymore and a baby comes in the room, you're like, oh, fucking baby.
Yeah.
You're like, I know. You're like, oh, this is a fuck.
Why is that?
Because you realize that if they're not yours, they're kind of annoying.
Yeah. For sure.
I mean, if they're not related to you, like you love your nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, those videos you post, that the animal talk.
Come on.
The animal talk was really good. It was. I love that you gave like a serious interview, and you were like, "What noise does that make?" And you're like, "Okay, sure," but you gave a serious interview. Are you gonna play it? This is great. Now, who is it? Tell everybody who what this video is.
My 2-year-old nephew named Jackson, who's just a sponge, dude. I think everybody says like my niece, my nephew, my kid. They're just, but this kid really, his like call and response is like pretty good, and he's just very animated in his face and like.
What's your Instagram so people can find these?
AdamRay33.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to our new show, Animal Talk. This is Jackson. Say hey, Jackson.
I'm your dolphin.
Yeah, that's an orca whale. Okay. We're off to a rocky start. What sound does an orca whale make? Cool. What sound does a dolphin make? What sound does a blue whale make? As you can see, most whales sound similar. Jackson, what sound does a shark make? Yep, there you go. What sound does a fish make? What sound does a salmon make? Yeah, see, a lot of fish also sound similar. I don't know if you know that. Jackson, what sound does a pterodactyl make? Okay. Well, that was a trick question. Nobody knows what a pterodactyl sounds like. Jackson, what other animals do you have?
Sheep.
What?
Sheep.
Sheep? Oh, yeah, let's talk about sheep. See, that's the best part about the show. You can talk about whatever you want. What sound does a sheep make?
And they just start screaming. Like, he held that baa for about 9 seconds.
It's good stuff, though. Like, yeah. Your videos with them are really top-notch stuff.
Yeah, but you're right. If I were to watch, like, another... Oh, I do have a friend, actually, and he... God bless him, man. He'll send me pictures of his kid all the time, and I'm just like, dude.
Yeah.
I can't... Like, what do you want me to say? Like...
Great.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
He's looking at him having a good time on that rocking horse.
Yeah. And like, it's like when people send you a picture of a baby, I'm like, they all look the same. Yeah, every man. Baby.
Not
every
tied to it. I'm sorry. And it's not like I go, oh, cool. If he fell off this horse and there was a video of this, then maybe that's what you send.
Yeah, that's what you send.
But just a straight up picture, like, I'm not looking to track. I'm not waking up being like, did he grow another foot today?
No. And what people.
Send me that new haircut pic when you get it.
That's the thing. What people don't understand, and I remember being in it.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, this picture is great.
I do like to see him every night. If I'm with the person.
Sure.
You know, like I just ran to a buddy and I was like, Jeff Keith, comedian, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I go and he showed me a picture. And I genuinely, you know, care, wanted to see, but I'm right there with him and he can show me whatever. But just sending it to me out of the blue is weird.
Yeah. Look, I have a friend who loves to work in her garden, and so a baby's name is Jackson. Look what Jackson planted today, and it's just a picture of what Jackson planted.
Yeah,
and I finally had to tell her, don't send me those anymore.
By the way, did he actually plant it, or
I said, if you want to send me a video of him really
going down to Home Depot,
yeah,
buying like, the
hiring
soil,
a Mexican.
Hiring him-
If you want to show me that, if you want to show me driving down to Home Depot and him leaning out the window being like, who wants to work? I'm
going to put a garden together. Boy, that.
I love how you gave him an accent all of a sudden.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, you know what? Like they all kind of, and so especially if it's not, what I've learned is when they're not yours, you're like, well, they all look like little monkeys.
Yeah.
You know what? When you say, when someone's born and it's like the baby's like 3 months, and you're like, do you think he looks like me or him? I'm like, it looks like every baby. Neither one of you. Looks like a baby.
Looks like everybody. Looks like the world fucked everybody and this guy came out.
Yeah. We'll see in a couple years what this baby looks like. Yeah. But they all, and there's scrunched up faces and all they do is shit. You know what? There's some things you learn. Like you've been around your 2-year-old nephew, right?
Yeah.
He's still in diapers?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever tried to get him out of his car seat after he's pooped?
Yeah.
And he has poop on his neck?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
When the poop goes straight up the back around the neck. I remember opening the door the first time it happened, opening the door, and I looked at my son. I go,
you got poop neck.
You got poop on your neck, buddy? Yeah. And he was like, I don't know how I got there. I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean.
Pretty, I think.
But when it, how does it shoot straight up your back like that?
I don't think it does. I think he probably, because what Jackson, my nephew, I've seen him do now, is he'll straight up put his hand and just like grab a and almost throw it, like Planet of the Apes style.
Like a gorilla?
Yeah. And like rub it on shit.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have him talk to somebody.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's not good. Maybe you should have poop talk next time instead of animal talk.
Well, he's also two. He's not 17. If that was like, if that was the case, I'd be like, yeah, Josh, that's, you're
probably right.
On.
We should
have him talk to somebody. But at two, I think there's a lot of stuff you get to get away with.
You're a little more lenient with your poop stuff when you're two.
Even like some of my nieces, you know, they're seven and they have some friends who are just like little shithead kids that I haven't had much dialogue exchange, but every time I see them, I'm like, I'm going to throw your backpack in the ocean and ruin a lot of your assignments. Not like, not really fuck you up or do anything super aggressive and mean, but just throw you off your path a little bit. You know, make you have to come up with an explanation of why your spelling test is all wet. But I also give them the benefit of the doubt where I go, you're a kid, you don't have a lot of experience in the game of respecting adults and maybe not saying everything you think. But, you know, you get that up until, I don't know, 10, 11 maybe.
10?
No, that's actually high.
That's pretty high.
7, 8.
Yeah.
But even my nieces are pretty, they'll do some crazy shit.
But you're going to get something just because this generation has been told that they can basically express themselves however they want.
Also, I mean, flipping through those iPads, I mean, they're seeing everything. I can't even imagine. One of my nieces is making like little video blogs now where she's like doing an MTV Cribs walking around the apartment. My sister sent me this video. She's like, this is my mom's room and that's the bed and let's go to my room. And I'm like, all right, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
you leave a bad comment.
The show sucks.
Thanks, Uncle Adam.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's the most adorable thing ever. But she's like, but the fact that she's like all, and every time I'll take videos of them, they want to see it right after, and then they laugh at it. And that is really cool, you know? Yeah, and with one of them, it's definitely like encouraging the performing, which I'm, you know, kind of pumped on.
Them performing?
Well, just like being, like having an awareness of like doing something and then being like, that was funny. And then like, you know, pocketing that like little piece of info of like, oh, I did that. That was funny. Like maybe I'll take that to a birthday party. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Do you ever see them kind of go, oh, okay, that was funny, and then see them try to do it again? Like repeat the funny?
No, they're pretty good about just being like
spontaneous.
Yeah. Like that was in the moment. I'll leave that, you know.
My
tomorrow's got a whole new set of moments.
My oldest son.
Which by the way sounds like a Brian McKnight lyric.
Yeah, tomorrow's got a whole new set of moments. Yeah.
or a Tony Braxton song.
I think I came up with I was
tomorrow. It's got a whole new set of moments.
It sounds like an after-school special song.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
I came up yesterday when I was talking to myself on my podcast. I came up with a name for maybe a good 90s R&B band.
What would that be?
Taint, Tingle, and Sweat.
Wow.
I mean, Taint, Tingle, and Sweat might be, you know.
Who's who in that group? Who's leading the charge?
I think Sweat.
Who's coming up with the beats?
I think Sweat is up front, and Taint and Tingle are in the back.
Taint and Tingle, I think.
You might want to just turn the ring off.
I know, I'm sorry, dude. That's two in a row.
That's all right. Just tell Buhner that you'll fucking call him back.
Dude, who would you be most pumped?
If somebody called me right now?
Yeah, out of the blue. First of all, you wouldn't have the number, so you'd have to see the number. But
somebody who I don't have in my phone already?
Can't iPhone pick up sometimes? Like,
yes, it says might be.
Might be.
That freaks me out.
Fuck yeah, like might, yeah.
Somebody I don't have in my phone already. Easy.
Yeah.
Brady. If the phone rang right now and underneath it said, might be Tom Brady, I'd turn this fucking table over.
Wow.
And as I answered it, I would start to masturbate furiously.
You would come faster than when you did in your first time. You wouldn't even, yeah.
Tom Brady, for sure Tom Brady.
Wow.
For sure Tom Brady.
And what conversation would you have with him right now? If he called and just said, Josh, what up, man?
Oh, that's what we got. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would say, Tommy, hey, so listen, I know you're not doing anything for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
You want to come down and just hang a little bit? I don't know.
What do you mean?
We'll just come over to the house and...
To your house?
Yeah, we'll come over, watch some movies. I'll make some popcorn and we'll just kind of... Have you ever seen Goonies?
You know what? I have.
You want to watch Goonies with me at the house?
I'm actually on a real big... Nurse Jackie bit.
Oh, I love Nurse Jackie. Yeah. We'll eat some chocolate ice cream and watch some Nurse Jackie.
I actually don't eat chocolate.
Right, you don't. I forgot that. Yeah. But I'll get you some blueberries.
Hell yeah.
And I'll have some chocolate. And maybe, you know, I don't know, how do you play Words with Friends?
I don't have a phone.
Oh, yeah, you broke it. I forgot. Yeah.
An old cheating thing.
You know, we'll do the iPad. I know you didn't cheat. I know that's not what you really meant by cheating, because I know you didn't cheat. I know you don't think you cheated.
I'm a good guy.
Yeah, I know you are.
I love Family Feud and trick-or-treating in the off-season.
I love your new haircut, too, Tom. I got to tell you. Thank I like you. The part. It's really...
Supercuts.
Really?
Pam at Supercuts.
That's where I go, too. We should really go together and get our haircut together.
Are you just saying that, or do you really go to Supercuts?
I go to Supercuts. I go to Supercuts. You saw my haircut when I walked in.
Oh, do we drop the bit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry my Brady voice wasn't so distinct.
Because you looked at me, you went, oh, do you really go to Supercuts?
Yeah, that was Brady. That was Brady. Do you really go to Supercuts, or did you just say that to extend the friendship into the next level of seriousness?
I go to Supercuts.
Okay. So I'm not Brady. This is Adam now.
Yes.
You go to Supercuts.
Thanks for clarifying. Yeah. I do go to Supercuts. Okay.
I'm not
Who
Brady.
Would you be? Who would you want
well,
to
real
call?
Real quick, what do you love about Supercuts? Have you ever had an unsupercut?
Yeah, often.
And what keeps bringing you back?
I wear hats.
You wear hats. And also you love to live on the edge. You're like, you know what? So there's always the possibility I'm going to walk out very angry.
You know what? It's
and
not even
kind
angry.
Of exciting.
For me, it's I laugh. Because yeah. I wear the hat so much. And sometimes the haircut is so fucked up, it makes me laugh. And so, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. And there's this old Eastern European, I think, woman who cuts hair at the Supercuts near my house in the valley. And she has these huge Eastern European older woman breasts that just kind of hang on your your shoulder when she cuts your hair.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so that's kind of fun. But yeah, I go to Supercuts. And it's right near... Menchie's. So I get a haircut and I get an ice cream, buddy.
Wow.
You know,
solid adult day.
I treat myself well.
Is that your treat yourself day?
Menchie's? No, I go to.
No, just like if you could give yourself a me day. Like, what's a Josh Wolf me day?
I would. Do I have anything to do the next day? That will depend on how many drugs that I do.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, well, then that takes two drugs off the list. I would probably wake up. I would cook some fucking bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a little bacon.
It's the best.
I would make myself an eggs and bacon sandwich.
Yeah.
A little maybe. You know what I put in my eggs when I really want to treat myself good?
What's that?
You know, and I know you're going to scoff at me. Cream cheese.
Wow.
Cream cheese in your eggs, right? Right when they're in the pan, they're about to be done. Put a fucking dollop of cream cheese in there. It fucking is the best. And then I put the couple pieces of bacon on there, put it on a little bread.
That sounds amazing.
And I kill it. And then I would get super high. I would...
Go outside or stay inside for a little bit?
Oh, I would go to a movie.
Yeah. By yourself.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I would...
High movies by yourself are a lot of fun.
I'd buy some sour Skittles.
Good call.
And the biggest... And I haven't had a Coca-Cola in probably 18 years.
Yeah.
I would buy a giant fucking fountain Coca-Cola.
Nice. Refill it up?
Oh, my God. Like six times. Yeah. And I would sometimes, you know, when I used to get high and I used to have, I would put the Skittles in the Coca-Cola.
Holy shit.
Oh, and then I would drink some of it and then I would bring my own spoon and I would eat.
You would spoon out
It was like Skittle soup. It was Skittle soup.
Skittle soup.
Oh, it was so good, dude. It was so good. Now, I haven't done that in a long time. Skittle soup, I haven't had in a long time. By the way, just the thought of Skittle soup makes me happy hard. Not sexually
Skittle
hard.
Skittle Soup is, by the way, the first single off of Taint, Twiggle, and Sweats.
Taint, Tingle, and Sweat?
Tingle, yeah.
Yeah, Skittle Soup. Skittle Soup sounds like it could have been a song from a Green Day album.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Skittle Soup?
It also sounds like something. Do you remember that scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Rest in peace, Gene Wilder. When Charlie Bucket, you know, like they're eating. You know, he's got four grandparents to one bed. They're very poor. Because here's how poor you know they are. You know, the mom, when she's cooking dinner, like they have a loaf of bread and then she's like boiling hot water and she's like, dinner is served. And Charlie like shares a quick glance of like, bitch, that's just hot water. There's not even fucking noodles in that. And she's like, dinner's ready. And it's like, just hot water is dinner? Like, no, they would have loved some Skittle soup.
Oh, yeah. Skittle soup would have been great. By the way, it would have changed the entire movie if Charlie had said, bitch, that's just water.
It was,
10-year-old Josh would have been like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That yeah, same, bitch.
That same bucket that she boiled the water in is the same bucket they went to the bathroom in.
No.
Hard times. Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's
why it always...
Is that the scene that ended up on the editing room floor?
Yeah.
Oh, got
deleted
it.
Deleted scenes. You got to really dig for those ones. That's why I was always so thrown off when Grandpa Joe was like, I stopped smoking so I could buy you a chocolate bar. I was like, yo, dude, maybe save up
and
invest in like a side futon or like an extra mattress, even like just a couple more pillows.
Hey, how about some salt to put in that water at least?
Jeez, yeah.
Just something to make, some taste up the water.
Heard of fucking high C?
Yeah, what's the problem? You can't. What's the stuff called? The fucking
the flavor water.
Yeah, no, the you used to put in vodka. That's right, light, something light.
Crystal Light.
Crystal Light. But a couple packets is Crystal Light.
I have no problem drinking Crystal Light.
No!
Berry, you know, for dinner.
And listen, if you put it in the boiling water, some Crystal Light, and then you just dip your bread in it, I'm eating that.
Wow, it's actually a solid meal.
I'm eating that.
Yeah.
I'm eating that, especially if I'm living five to a bed. I'm fucking eating some Crystal Light.
Run 19 miles home from school every day.
Yeah, that's it.
If they cut out the scene of him running from school to home, that movie would be like 15 minutes.
I know. They were like, we need some more. We need some more. Can he run some more?
Like, is he training for a marathon or trying to fucking inherit a chocolate factory? Because I'm very confused about the plot points here.
All of a sudden, it's Chariots of Fire. Ding, 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 ding. Now, two questions for you. One, who's calling you? And two, what is your version of Skittle Soup? Like, have you ever made something that other people are like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah.
Did you do it when you were poor? Did you have a meal when you were super poor that you made that other people were like, "What is that?"
And I had a lot of mac and cheese as a kid.
Yeah,
and my mom would put peas in it.
Mm-mm.
That was delicious.
Peas and mac and cheese?
You fucking heard me. Yeah, dude.
What about hot dogs?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Okay, all right. Okay,
throw the peas in there too.
Peas, a peas mac and cheese?
Peas and mac and cheese go together very well.
Listen, I've never had it, but I'm not going to doubt you because
if I opened my own restaurant, that would be on the menu.
That you should call it peas and mac and cheese.
It's a little long.
I think it's a great name for a rap group.
Peas and mac and cheese?
Come on.
Or mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese and peas, but just, no, peas, mac and cheese.
Hold the cheese, please.
Hold the cheese, please, peas? Hold. Well, hold the cheese, please.
Jesus, you sure we're not high?
Yeah, my brain just shorted for a second. Did you see that? It all of a sudden went. Kink.
Yeah, your brain reacted as if like it was like, all right, let's access the part of the brain that's on weed. Wait, there's none in there. What do we do?
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
I'm thinking about getting some tonight.
I think you should. Owe it to yourself.
I think
treat
so.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Tell me what. Well, first of all,
the
tell
person
me.
Person I would want to. Well, yeah, mac and cheese and peas. That was it. That's. I don't think it gets. You know, a couple noodles for sure.
Yeah,
I would love to get a call from Pete Carroll.
Really?
I'd love to talk to Pete Carroll.
Really? Why Pete Carroll?
Because he just seems like an interesting dude, and I would love to.
He's super excited.
Yeah,
I mean, he seems He's like also, a guy that you'd have to go be fucking tone it down just for a second.
I think so, but I think I would want to joke with him, and I'd want to like pick his brain about like where like how he like stays. This excited about football and life at 64?
You want to take the phone call? I'll tell you, I'll be Pete Carroll.
Great.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Adam, buddy. Hey, it's Pete Carroll. Hey, you're the best.
I love you, Pete.
Oh, I love you, Adam. I've always loved you.
Sweet.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and tell you that I really think you're awesome.
You know, Pete, that means a lot because I've been having a real rough day.
Really?
Yeah.
Buddy, come on over. You need me to like rub your shoulder or something to get you pumped up?
Pete, there's a lot of things and a lot of people in this world that you never get to say or meet. And I never thought I'd get to talk to you on the phone. And I want to let you know that I think it's dope that you helped Reggie Bush get a house.
Yeah, you know what else? Let's meet up at that Malibu house where I used to fuck all those undergrads and we'll talk there.
What? What? No way. No way is that true. No way is that true.
Okay.
What?
That was the rumor. Right now,
the guy is
right now
one
is
dad.
Right now, that is, and I'm telling you right now, don't, Seattle people, relax. That was a rumor that I heard, and I just thought I'd throw it onto the. It was a rumor, a little rumor that he had a little place in Malibu that he used to.
I mean, the guy. Hey. Girls do like that gray. They, you know, he does.
Silver Fox. I think that he probably, like if you and me and him went to the gym or went to a track and be like, hey, okay, you guys exercise for as long as you can exercise. Let's see who lasts the longest. I think he would crush both of us. I think he could.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think so?
He is he's one of those guys that just, I mean, and that's, I mean, you'll for sure be in that good of shape when you're in your 60s.
I hope not.
Just, you know, you want to let it go, huh?
I just.
At what age are you just going to go, fuck it?
When my wife lets it go. I told her last, you know, she finished filming.
Great.
And she wrapped this week in Atlanta, and it was fucking, by the way, amazing, dude. I'm sorry you didn't get in on that.
I know.
But it, amazing. But I looked at her this week, I'm like, you just got to, at some point, stop. Because I'm tired of going to the gym. You know what I mean? I want to get my Skittle soup.
Yeah, dude.
When can I go back to Skittle soup is all I want to know.
Also, I mean, like,
is that asking too much?
Also, like, you know, have some, you know, sex, some sloppy fat, like, just, you know, rubbing up, like, you know, why do you got to be all in shape?
What's the biggest person you've ever had sex with?
We've talked about this.
Oh, we did. I told you about Nell Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You need to animate that story.
Oh, you told me. Yeah.
If you don't know about the story, I think it's episode 5 or 6.
Yeah. But I mean, before I animate that, you and I are making the Fat Goalie video.
Yeah.
I mean, Fat Goalie sounds like a ballad too, doesn't it?
It does. It's a real sad song.
Does it have some piano?
It's all piano.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Are you going to play Fat Goalie? Are you going to be Fat Goalie? Or do we hire a fat kid?
We get the kid from The Big Green.
Yeah.
The redheaded kid.
Yeah.
Because he still looks like he's 11. Even though I think he's dropped some LBs, but.
Yeah, we'll just plump him up.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll just ask him just straight ahead.
There's a lot of funny fat kid actors out there.
Yeah. Do you mind just eating for a couple weeks?
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there.
For a funny video.
Yeah. And listen, we'll pay for some Weight Watchers afterwards, but we just need to plump you up a little bit.
Is Weight Watchers are they at the top of the.
I'm not the right person to ask.
Yeah.
I don't know that. What's the one that Dan Marino does?
Shit, I don't know. Lean Cuisine?
Larry the Cable Guy did that one too, the one that Dan Marino did. Lean Cuisine? I don't think so.
You don't have a program?
No.
Stouffer's? Does Stouffer's have a weight loss program?
Kraft? Is it Kraft? I think it's Kraft, right?
Turkey pot pies only had 62 grams of fat now.
By the way, a turkey pot pie and a chicken pot pie, any pot pie.
Give me those. Give me all the pot pies, by the way.
But whoever invented those.
Yeah.
Like.
Fucking genius. Is that what's going to follow?
Well,
it should.
Yeah, because, but it had to be a stoner because somebody had a pie, like an apple pie, and bit into it and was like, you know what? You know what I could really, you know, I like the crust, but I need something a little more hearty. And let's put some chicken in there. And then another guy was like, yeah, you know what? And gravy. That's like a fucking gravy. It's basically a gravy pie.
It is. There's a lot of juices in that thing.
Oh, my God.
A lot
God.
Of crust.
Is the chicken pot pie to me, like, when I'm high, is, I'm for sure I'm getting weed tonight. I can't stop talking about
it. There's got to be something, there's got to be a new, like, why hasn't there been some sort of stoner pot pie where it's like, you know, you're putting, like, I guess the KFC bowl is kind of that.
Wait, you do know that at my weed store, they sell something called, not Hot Pockets, they're Pot Pockets.
Yeah.
Well, that Pot Pockets.
Like a great idea. But the slogan's a little more tired in coffee, like, but I'm saying for like a stoner pot pie, you put a lot of like snacks and good, like Gushers, man. Wheat Thins, Fishy Crackers, smashed potatoes. Like you go
Gushers.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Hot fudge. Like you go crazy.
Did you like it when those things exploded in your mouth? Like that little piece. You remember had that little pieces of gum that freshen up, I think, where it explodes in your mouth?
The flavor burst.
Oh.
Yeah.
Although I told you when I ate that live cockroach, right?
Yeah.
And that's what the guy said. He said, you ever had that gum that explodes in your mouth? I go, yeah. And he was like, it's going to be like that.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, oh, fuck you.
Why did you eat a cockroach again?
It was good. It was going to be a good TV. Michelle Beadle did it with me. Beadle ate a cockroach, but she gagged
hers
up.
Baller.
Oh, listen, by the way, not only is she fucking hilarious, but has like balls of steel. And I was like, you going to come on the show and eat a cockroach with me? She was like, will you have a beer for me? I go, yeah. And she was like, I'll be there. And ate, fuck, put it in her mouth, chewed it up, just couldn't swallow it.
I don't know if I could do that. I licked a slug once on a dare.
Money, right?
I still don't think I've recovered, no.
Well, this was for like a network, like my own show.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to be good TV.
So it is.
It was good
people
TV.
People like to see people like eat bugs.
Yeah.
Lick weird shit.
Yeah. I got stabbed on that show. One of the guys from Mike and The Walking Dead stabbed me.
Wow.
It was, we went all in. And then we get...
Speaking of stabbings, how many off-field, you know...
Stabbings?
Stabbings or just, you know, we're entering a new season of football.
Yeah.
And obviously we're both pumped about our teams potentially meeting up in the Super Bowl again. Yeah.
Who's got the best looking tandem pair of quarterbacks in the history of football?
Right now it's us, Wilson and Brady.
No, I mean, but who Garoppolo may be better looking than Brady.
Yikes.
Have you seen that picture of him?
No.
I'll show you after. I don't want to get you too excited on that. I'm super excited about it. Yeah.
But off field, you know, that's kind of plagued the NFL in the last few years. Like,
yeah.
A lot of off field. Like, do you think we're going to be off field, you know, antic free for a season?
No, I don't. But I also think that
drugs, beatings, stabbings, elevator pushdowns. Like,
can we
have one season where we don't have any of that?
It's no, you'll have football. Some. We're going to have some of it just because the numbers game with the amount of people in the league and the amount of people in America, it's a numbers game, right? Yeah. But I will tell you what was fascinating to me this weekend, right? There were flags for excessive celebration all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Goodell is cracking down on. The cleats that those guys wanted to wear to celebrate for 9/11.
Yeah.
That's what he's cracking down on. Meanwhile, Cam Newton took 4 clear headshots. Nothing.
I know.
Like, the dude.
And then he's pissed about a guy twerking in the end zone.
The dude is so fucking. And I think. And here's the thing. I'm not just saying this because of Brady. He is so clearly. He's such a fucking liar and such a fucking crook.
Yeah.
And he gets 40. You know, he gets $40 million a year to do a shitty job. He gets $40 million a year.
God, he doesn't even care. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't, and he's so bad.
How can you be?
But can you think of another?
Would you wake up every day and be like, I gotta do the best job?
No,
like, no. There's no way you care.
No, I would be like, what? Who's paying me? The owners? What do you guys want me to do? Oh, fuck the players. Okay, that's what I'll do.
That's what he does.
That's what I'll do. He gets paid by the owners. He gets $40 million a year. He reports to them. He reports to them. So he's basically their bitch, okay? And I think, can you imagine any other profession where you can do a shitty job and never get fired? That shitty of a job.
Yeah.
And the NFL too, man. Like, it's like, it's not as crooked as the NCAA. I think the NCAA is, have we talked, do you think the NCAA players, like football players, should get paid?
1,000% they should.
Right?
Something, yeah. Reggie Bush, when I was at SC, I mean, there were so many Bush jerseys, and like, that guy was making the school so much money.
Right, because he sees none of that. And not
I
mean, only that.
I guess maybe he did. But
well, yeah, he did.
So maybe that example.
But Matt Leinart, how about that?
Yeah.
Okay. And not just his school, but think about when they traveled to Oregon State.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, when Oregon State isn't good, they're not selling out in Bend, right? Are they in Bend? I think they're in Bend. You all right?
Ugh.
I think they're in Bend. They're not selling out in Bend. But when Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush come up there, they're selling out in Bend.
Yeah.
But so the only people that get fat off of this are the fucking, it's criminal. It's happening. And those guys answer to nobody. You know, I get kicked out of, I used to do a show called The College Experiment where I get kicked out with Strumpf.
With Strumpf and Oshak.
You know, we get kicked out of, by the, like one of the top guys, NCAA guys for basketball. We got escorted out of the stadium in Houston. Dude fucking yanked us. When I mean escorted, I mean I had large gentlemen grabbing me by each arm, walking me out. And I was like, you don't have to touch me. And they were like, don't talk to us. And we were like, I was like, deal. You know, I tried to act tough. I was like, you don't got to touch me, guys. Yeah, and they were like, don't touch us. And I was like, fucking touch away. Yeah, man. But it's same with Goodell. When you're in a situation where you don't answer to anybody, so what is your motivation to do the right thing?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, hopefully he calls it quits soon.
Goodell?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. If you were making $40 million a year, would you call it quits?
Probably not.
I mean, would you?
Definitely not.
Is it weird that he kind of looks like Trump?
He does.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like the two of them together?
Yeah. We're going to find out that Goodell is Trump's son at some point.
The Goodell Trump? Oh, that would be a great running. Like if they had announced him as his vice president, I'd be like, well, that fucking makes sense.
If Trump had announced anybody other than who he picked, he should have picked Kanye, man.
Oh,
then you have just two crazy egomaniacal.
What if he had picked Nicki Minaj?
Even better. Guess what? I'm considering that vote now.
I am just to see her all the time.
Yeah.
Do you think that booty is too big?
You know, I don't know. I would love to see her in the White House and we put that on the ballot.
Yeah.
You know, where we vote to see if we need to like bring that booty down a little bit.
By the way, that for sure should be a song.
What?
Bring that booty down a little bit.
Do you think this is how rap songs get made?
Yes.
They're just having these conversations.
Yes. 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 Absolutely.
I want to think so, but.
Bring that booty down a little bit.
Yeah. And then you think the guy goes, what'd you say?
Yeah. I said, bring that booty down a little bit.
Give me a beat real quick. And then they turn on a beat and then he starts flowing about it.
Yeah. That's exactly how it works.
Fuck.
I think this is something we should do during football season because we're wrapping. We're near our end here.
And first of all, let's welcome people back from our little bit of a break. Had some schedule mishaps, but we're back in it. Good Call is back every week. Don't fret.
Don't
we're back.
We're back.
We had a little bit of a hiatus, so you will, early
but,
on.
But for good reason.
Great reasons.
For good reason. And let me just say, as somebody who appreciates hustle more, that is like the thing that I respect the most. Yeah. Dude, I'm so happy for all the shit that's happening for you.
Thanks, man. I
see people who are talented all the time in this town, but they don't work. And you know what happens to them? Fucking see you later.
They're eating Skittle soup.
They are eating Skittle soup. But dude, not only are you talented, but you don't take shit for granted, and that is going to take you very far.
Thanks, man.
I think we should grab your phone.
Well, and just so people know, too, our karaoke, we will be making good on that in the next week or so.
Yep.
And I guess just getting the video and then playing on the next show.
Yeah,
we should do.
That's easy. Go to the point spread. Go to a point spread, and we should pick a game. We should pick a couple games that are our locks of the week. How about that? Because that'll be our bets during football season, right? Whoever, let's pick three games that are the and those are our locks of the week. And whoever ends up, or what should we do? One or three? We're gonna do one lock of the week.
One.
We'll pick one game that with the point spread that is our lock of the week.
Okay.
If we both win.
Each week we should do this.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. If we both win, so what we have to do is we have to pick the point spread, and then just as safety, just in case we both win or we both lose, we have to pick a total point scored for the game, and whoever comes closest. All right, and then you can go home, go to sleep, and I can go get high.
I can't go to sleep.
Ooh, Miami, New England, Miami -5 at home. Don't think I can do that, but. I'm scrolling down. I'm trying to find the Seattle-Los Angeles game there. There you go. Oh, shit. Okay. They're begging you. Now, do you gamble at all?
I mean, only when I drive in L.A. Good night, folks. Yeah, every day. Get behind the wheel. Oh, look at that guy. I don't know he could cut across four lanes of traffic.
Seattle-Los Angeles. They're daring you. Now, as somebody who's a degenerate gambler, they're daring you to take Seattle because that looks like a no-brainer, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah.
3.5 points?
Yeah.
Because the Rams were an abortion, and Seattle's coming down vicious. So that right there, if I, as somebody who gambles a lot, I go, ooh, they want me to take Seattle. That's what they're begging you to take Seattle. Yeah.
You wouldn't?
Here's what I would tell you. I will tell you that Jeff Fisher's teams always play Seattle tough. As a Seahawks fan, you know that they always pull. They beat Seattle in Seattle last year, didn't they?
I'm still taking them.
You're going to take Seattle.
Yeah.
What's your total points scored in that game for both teams combined? What do you think?
So we're doing the bet on picking the team and then total points?
So you pick the team. So you're taking Seattle
Final
minus
score,
3.5.
Seattle's, it's going to be 27-21.
Holy shit. So you're going to say 48 points total scored.
You got it.
And you're saying Seattle -3.5.
Yep.
All right. I am going to take, oh boy. I am going to take, all right, here we go. You ready? I am going to take, oh shit, Carolina's favored by 13.5 against San Francisco. That seems excessive. Okay. I'm going to, you know what we should do? I'm going to take we'll both take our teams this week.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to start it off.
Okay. I'll take New England -5, which is not a great bet for me, but I will take New England.
Great.
Okay. And I think the score of the New England game will be 21-13. So I'm going to say 34 points total scored. 21-13.
Wow.
All right.
Now, how many are we doing this like week by week? And then
we'll do it week by week. And then after 3 weeks is when we turn it. Whoever comes to two first, the other person has to do whatever bet it is, the karaoke thing.
The karaoke thing again?
Well, it depends. Whoever loses, whoever wins gets to pick. Gotcha. What the other person embarrassing thing is.
Gotcha.
And the other question I wanted to ask you real quick, yeah. And I sent this to you. So you know Justin Timberlake said he's open to getting back together with Britney for a collaboration for music.
I love that.
You feel good about that?
Yeah, I feel great about that.
If you could bring two people together for a collaboration, a duo.
Sure.
I'm dying to know what that duo is for you.
Seal and Mark Morrison.
What?
Yep, Return of the Mac.
Really?
Kiss from a Rose. Bring them together.
And what kind of...
See what happens.
You think it's just magic?
Yeah.
Mm.
Come on.
All right.
Yeah.
I think that...
Also, Montel Jordan and Montel Williams. I'd love to see them get in the booth and fucking crank it out.
I would bring Philip Bailey.
Yeah.
And I'd bring back... To reintroduce them to each other, Philip Bailey, and I'd bring back Philip Collins, even though they've been together... I want to hear...
Wait, Phil Collins? Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
Does he go by Philip?
No, he does for this group.
Yeah.
The Phillips.
Wow.
Even though they've already combined to, I believe they sang Easy Lover.
Genesis.
Easily. No, Philip Bailey and Phil Collins.
Wow.
Easy Lover.
I would love to see those guys get back together.
Yeah. Maybe if you did a band, if the Monkees could get back together, I wouldn't mind seeing a tour.
I'd love to see a tour. Billy Ocean's going on tour.
No, he's not.
Yep. Trying to go see him in Vegas, but.
No, he's not.
Very bummed out I can't make it.
When is that happening?
A couple weeks, I think.
All right. Well, why can't you go?
Shows.
Mm.
Definitely thinking about canceling the shows.
Where is he playing?
Vegas. Well, he's doing a UK tour, which I'm not flying to Denmark to see Billy Ocean.
I'm not sure if Denmark's UK, but go ahead.
What did I say?
You said Denmark, and you said he's doing a UK tour, and I'm not flying to Denmark.
Okay. Don't try to tell me the capital of California is not Disneyland.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
I don't know geography.
You know what else I tried to do the other day with an empty United States map? I tried to fill in all 50 states.
Good for you. Didn't happen, huh?
No, 32.
You didn't use the 50 states song?
But I know the states. I'm just not sure where they all go, the ones in the middle.
Which one gave you the most trouble?
Everyone in the middle.
Yeah.
Anywhere around
the
Missouri area.
Doesn't matter.
I hit 32.
It's pretty good.
It's not.
How many?
God, there's 50.
There's probably such a giant percentage of Americans that just don't know.
How many capitals could you name?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
How many capitals off the top of your head do you think you can name? Give me a number.
Jesus. I can get at least 40.
40 state capitals?
Yeah. Let's save this for next week.
Yeah. No, because you're going to look it up, but we're not going to... You won't look it up.
No, I will not.
Okay.
I've got integrity.
Good. All right. We're on board for
the capital of Adam.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Hey guys, it's me, Owen Benjamin, and I'm here to tell you about my podcast. It's called Why Didn't They Laugh? Right here on Sideshow Network. Each episode, we look at moments that a joke fails. Moments that we don't want to relive, but we will, because we learn from it. And it's kind of fun. And we're all kind of sadistic. Why Didn't They Laugh? With me, Owen Benjamin, every Wednesday and Friday. You can download it. Be sure to rate it, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/OwenBenjamin. I love you.